This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Question for you. Where's the best place to get the greatest deals on thousands of items and have them delivered to your door? One answer, Amazon, and you get there through our Amazon portal. Orly here to remind you to do all your Amazon shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or shop the Amazon button on our Facebook cover photo. If you're listening to this on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app, on the About tab, there's an Amazon icon right there. Shop now, shop often, shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com, the number one way we power this show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm Corey Blaze.
I'm Orly. Oh, was I supposed to say that?
No, that's fine. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
I forgot my name.
You are emotional right now.
Yeah. He was getting yelled at.
No, it wasn't me yelling at him.
I literally probably had maybe 8 hours of sleep the past 2 days.
Yeah. That was soft. That was a softball before the show, Orly.
He's either up or down because he said he didn't get a lot of sleep.
Right.
Last time he was like shaky because he had too much coffee.
Yeah, he had the producer finger jiggly.
He's just all jacked up.
I had coffee again, so.
I don't know. But you're not jiggly right now because of the pre-show happenings and so forth. But
well, they went good so far.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, but what's really cool is that, you know, Orly, sometimes it happens to me. I don't know if it ever happens to you, but there are times where I'm just sitting around doing absolutely nothing. And I just have thoughts to myself. And so for the opening vignette, I think we should all dig down into our best Jack Handy. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, saddle up around your iPods, your iPads.
Your fire pits.
Your computer screens. And just enjoy some deep thoughts by Fat Guy Radio Show. Orly, how about you take the first one? Deep Thoughts by Fat Guy Radio.
Did I throw away that dirty diaper I left in my wife's car today?
That's disgusting. I wonder, does anybody know that I'm touching myself inappropriately under the table right now?
Should I fart again this week and let everyone guess who it was?
That was me, actually.
Just saying.
So, I've learned that it's not okay to pet the alligators at Disney World.
Man, I should have called out sick today and stayed home to watch Netflix. McCory would have had a fit and cry like a bitch again.
Lip, you got one?
Let me think about this.
Think deep down, Lip.
Do you think Orly will let me take his 3-year-old to the zoo on his 3rd birthday to see the monkeys?
The gorillas?
Them too.
Damn, I hope to have as many pictures of myself hanging in the studio as Corey does someday.
Why does this pop filter on my microphone smell like ass? I'm supposed to keep a straight face.
I really can't figure out if Corey's hat is really small or his head is just really big.
Is there a trampoline that can bounce Corey?
I have a feeling that this bit is turning on me. Because I'm fat. I can't be challenged by the way God made me with the help of Burger King.
Damn, Corey really is fat.
Topic to discuss with my shrink. Every time I see a black light switch, I think of Corey.
I'm wondering if these two guys really do like me, Or are they just here for the no money? This is a bit starting to turn on me.
Man, I hope no one heard that fart.
I wonder if Orly knows I heard that fart.
So it's not okay to pet the alligator at Disneyland.
Hey, I could have swore Corey said that one earlier.
That sounds like the same exact thought I said earlier.
Oh,
you guys think a lot alike.
We think a lot. I have one final deep thought. I wonder if at any time today, Philippius will find a 5-pound weight that balances out one of our light kits and drops it on my foot. And this has been Deep Thoughts by Fat Guy Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is the Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Excuse me, just where do you think you're going?
Step aside, miss, or I'll have you arrested for interfering with a police officer.
Oh, no, hold on. I've seen TV. I know you can't come in here without a warrant or a writ or something.
Cease and desist all commerce order, seizure of premises and chattels, ban on the use of public utilities for non-licensed waste handlers, and a federal entry and inspection order.
Vince, there's one more test I'd like to perform.
Egon! I tried to stop them. He says they have a warrant.
Excuse me, this is private property.
Shut this off. Shut these all off.
I'm warning you, turning off these machines would be extremely hazardous.
I'll tell you what's hazardous. You're facing federal prosecution for at least a half a dozen environmental violations. Now, either you shut off these beams or we shut them off for you.
Try to understand. This is a high-voltage laser containment system. Simply turning it off would be like dropping a bomb in the city.
Don't patronize me. I'm not grotesquely stupid like the people you built.
At ease, officer. I'm Peter Venkman. I think there's just been a slight misunderstanding, and I want to cooperate in any way that I can.
Forget it, Venkman. You had your chance to cooperate, but you thought it'd be more fun to insult me. Well, now it is my turn, wise ass.
He wants to shut down the protection grid, Peter.
You shut that thing down, and we are not going to be held responsible
for
whatever happens. No, we won't be
held
responsible. Don't shut it off. I'm warning you.
I've never seen anything like this before. I don't
know. I'm not interested in your opinion. Just shut it off.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
Shut it off!
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Ooh, I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh.
I love that song.
So good.
Oh, yeah? I do. Fat Guy Radio Show for today.
Which is
June 15th. Heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car AHA Radio app, and always on Fat Guy Radio Show. And now, exclusively available on the Fat Guy Radio Show official app.
Yes.
All right.
Sounds so fancy.
Fancy. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us like PJ did at Fat Guy Radio Show. He had a deep thought. I wonder if OJ will be found guilty on the new series on ESPN.
Did you hear his buddy, not to cut you off, but his buddy saying he thinks OJ's going to come out and admit to the murder someday?
Oh, gosh. He's not going to make it.
Can you imagine that, though? People would go bananas. Like, I told you so.
It would blow the bottom out of our judicial system in this country.
It'd be crazy.
It would blow the bottom out of it. But blowing the bottom out of it, I hope that if he does come out and say it, if anybody's going to pay him for that interview, I hope they pay him through the Bravo Tip or Pay app, because that's who's sponsoring today's show. The Bravo Tip or Pay app, available at trybravo.com, is the simplest way to tip or pay. Drawing cash out of an ATM, especially when you're not near an ATM that belongs to your bank, those fees can add up. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is an easy way around that. Not only that, for all of you Christians and churchgoers out there that are on those committees on how to spend the church's money, did you know that the Bravo Tip or Pay app can also be utilized in your own worship centers, in your churches. You can have your parishioners and your participators and your churchgoers give donations to the church through their tithe and offering using the Bravo Tip or Pay app. If you want to download it, go directly to the iTunes or Google Play Store. Just search Bravo Tip or Pay, or you can get it through the Fat Guy Radio Show Bravo Tip or Pay banner on fatguyradioshow.com, and we thank you in advance. Bravo Tip or Pay, a great way to tip or pay.
Have you ever got that little basket and like pretended to drop something in there?
All the time.
Yeah.
Did it Sunday.
It took a dollar out instead.
No, never.
I actually had a $20 bill, and I didn't want to put 20 in there. So I actually made my own change, and I ended up having $25 in change.
That math ain't right.
What I usually do is I say, like, I pass it down, and I say, pass it down like three more people, and then I, like, shoot my dollar bills.
Three-pointer.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm Steph Curry. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us once again to another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio show. And today we will actually be able to get to some topics on our show list because there is no little D. But we've got a packed show for all of you. And, of course, we got to get to it. It's coming up this Sunday, dude. Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day. Now, Orly, are you in contact with your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you planning on doing anything for Father's Day?
Well, he's in California, so I'll probably just give him a call.
FaceTime him.
He doesn't know how to FaceTime. He doesn't even have a smartphone.
Are you going to, like, mail him a card or something?
Yeah, probably. I'll call him. I'll go old school and just call and say, I love you.
I love you.
Just like that and hang up and make him wonder who that was.
Who was that? Who was that? Mama Orly, who was that on the phone? I will probably just end up calling my dad, but my dad is notorious. I shared the story about his birthday and the horrible dinner, the horrible lunch. He will most likely, I expect to call at any time. He might call during the show because
like he did like last year.
Yeah, like he did last year because he doesn't respect what I do. And
you got to give him the fact that we're actually recording on Wednesday.
That's true. I do have to give him that.
Unless you told him.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't even tell Lil D. So he may show up here at the studio tomorrow. And that's going to be absolutely hilarious because none of us are going to be here. I'm going to be sitting on my couch watching the NBA game. But my dad will probably want to go out to eat again at some horrible restaurant, or he would want me to, he will want me to probably go to, take him to a buffet.
Okay. Of course.
Buffets are great. You don't like
Depends.
Buffets.
No, he wants to go to those horrible Chinese buffets.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Chinese buffets.
You see mouses running across.
Oh, God, they're disgusting. But it's Father's Day, and, you know, you got to make the thing. Because we go all out for Mother's Day, even though my sisters didn't really do much for my mom on Mother's Day. Mm. I went and hung out with her, and I felt bad about myself afterwards. But he'll want us to, you know, get together, and he'll traipse out all his friends, and he'll show us all off, and we'll do our little dog and pony show, and he'll have his saltless, flavorless plate of food, and we'll go on our way, and we'll be there with, you know, 500 of Philippius' cousins at the nearest Chinese buffet.
There used to be not to get too far off the subject, there used to be a Mexican buffet. I think it's still there back home, and it was called Holy for Holy. I'll give him a free plug, even though nobody's probably listening around.
Holy for Holy.
Holy for Holy. And I loved it. And Holy nobody else did.
Holy for
no.
Holy?
Holy.
Almost like Orly?
Yeah, almost like Orly. I think that's what I like.
Oh, Holy.
Holy for Holy.
That's my grandmother's name.
Yeah, O-L-E, I think, or something. Holy
yeah.
for Holy.
Yeah, it was short.
But it was a Mexican buffet, all-you-could-eat buffet, and I loved it, and like I think I was the only one in town that did. But yeah. It's been there for years. But every year, like my birthday would come up, and people at the old station used to get would be like, we're taking you out for lunch. Where do you want to go? And I'd be like, Holy for Holy, and then a bunch of people would be like, well, I can't make it after all. And
was it that bad?
No. I think it's good. Everybody likes it, but it's one of those places that you have to use the restroom before you leave. But it was so good. Fried chicken at a Mexican buffet.
It was worth just rolling those bones and just going in there and going at it.
I just wear a diaper. And
We have some. We have some right there.
We do have men's Depends in the studio. But it is Father's Day, and I've gotten my dad a gift, and it's the only thing that I can do for a man that has everything, and I just got him pretty much an Amazon gift card. Here's the thing.
How much is it worth?
It's not worth much. I'm in internet radio, and we all know that. This is not a glamorous, high-paying gig.
So Penny's back on a nickel?
Penny's back on a nickel. So my dad will, I will give him the Amazon gift card, and then I will end up getting a phone call from him inevitably within the next probably 5 days after I give him the gift.
Okay.
Asking
so
me.
The next show.
Yeah. Asking me, how do I get to Amazon?
Oh. You got
to say it. Does he say, how do I get to Amazon.com?
Yes, exactly. I'm like, Dad, it's Amazon.com. He's old as hell. That's what I'm trying to say. He's old as hell, and he's still the guy that takes his VHS recorder, the big shoulder. Yes, the big shoulder brick ones.
Yeah.
I think I told the story on the show when he went and he bought that thing, and he was so amazing. He was so amazed by it, he called me up, said, you got to get down to the house, and you've got to see this brand new video camera that I bought. It's going to blow all of your big cameras right out of the water. And I get down there, and it's a VHS shoulder with the red blinking light on the front of it. And he was ecstatic about it.
Did he still have the VHS player to play the videos?
He still has the VHS player. Not only does he have the VHS player to still play the videos, he's got a portable one with an attached screen to it. And he thinks that is the best thing next to sliced bread.
A wow. Portable VHS player? And
that thing is the size of a Buick.
Prius?
Not the Prius. Exactly. This is the guy that has a Prius. And he does backflips over a VHS player.
Yeah.
And he points that VHS. Here's what's funny about it. If we post up our show on YouTube, which sometimes somebody way in the back of the office posts our videos up on YouTube, which I never plug on the show because we're all about Vimeo, but the B2B Radio Network people say, hey, you need to have videos up on YouTube because that's what everybody else is doing, blah, blah, blah. He will put the video up on YouTube, point the VHS camera at it, record it, put the VHS tape in the portable Buick-sized VHS player with TV connected, take it to the people that have computers, and show them the funny part of this show.
Wow. At least he's advertising for us.
He is advertising, but number one, my dad is 7,500 years old, and all of his friends are as equally as old.
Which makes you about 3,500 years old.
It does. Thank you very much, Lip. Yeah, it really does.
3,600. I don't remember.
So he does. So he. I love him to death. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody that is out there. And my dad, he's just a very weird character. But you know what? He gave us a Prius. He keeps buying them. He doesn't drive them. They sit and collect dust. When it's 700 degrees outside this Sunday, I'm going to go down. I'm going to leave my keys on the counter in his kitchen, and I'm going to take the Prius, and I'm going to be in the north rim of the Grand Canyon where it would be at least a feasible 88 degrees up there versus the
120.
The 300 degrees that's going to be down
here.
It's
going to be 120 Saturday.
It's not even summer yet, Orly.
No.
The summer solstice isn't until next Monday, and this is the second heat wave we're getting.
Yeah, we're talking about breaking records. Highest record.
Phoenix doesn't need to break any records.
I know.
It's too hot already.
I'm going to try the cooking thing outside on the ground.
Cook
It'll
some
work.
Bacon.
Take my kids out there and make some eggs.
It'll work. Put some foil down there.
You have it for breakfast. They'll be ready by breakfast time anyway.
Dude, nice. They've done it. The news stations, they love to do it. And here's the other thing about the heat. And I'm going to get in. This is going to be almost a social media heavy show.
Before you start. Have you seen the ice, like where, I don't know what channel it is, but they put like a big block of ice out in their driveway and see how long it takes to melt?
Oh, like the 20-pound block of ice?
I think bigger than that.
Bigger than that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It's huge.
And it melts.
It melts.
Within hours.
Well, probably by the end of the day, it'd be melted, for sure.
And then all the water just rolls out into
it's
the
like
street.
A lake.
And then it sits in the street, and then, of course, it breeds mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes come out and give us all the Zika virus.
Yeah, see, they don't think that far.
No, they don't think that far ahead because I'm smarter than them.
It actually evaporates pretty fast.
Oh, I'm sure that it does, just like all the water that I put. You know, here's the thing. Social media, ABC 15, we've got friends at ABC 15. I've got friends at ABC 15.
Yep, that's my station.
I love them to death. I watch them in the morning. They depress me before I go to work. It's great. Okay.
You have time before work?
I listen to it in the background because I wake up and there's no one around me because, you know, I'm alone. Let that one marinate for a minute there. I wake up and I have to have...
Did you just fart?
No, that was my maybe. So I wake up and I'm alone in the morning. And it's just me, you know, just fiddling around and trying to, you know, get myself together, not understanding which side of my sink is hot water and which side of my sink is cold water. That's a pre-show comment. And I listen to ABC 15 and it's like, breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Heat wave 2016. Will you survive?
You gotta bring your dogs and cats inside. You wanna check on all the old people because the heat is coming. The heat is coming. The heat is coming.
And don't hike.
Oh, yeah. Side note. Arizonans. Thank you, Lip. Arizonans. Let me talk to you for a minute. Listen to me for a second. Number one, these are mountains that we have in the state.
Yes.
You wanna see mountains? Go to Colorado. All right?
Yeah.
Those are mountains.
A lot more beautiful.
These here are little hills and bumps. But you little cockeye people that keep going up these mountains with no water.
Or a small bottle like.
Or wearing flip-flops. And you walking up these mountains and then helicopters have got to come and rescue you off the side of these mountains because you tripped and you fell or you got bit by something because you went up there wearing booty shorts.
They need to make that law.
When you we've got a stupid driver law because people like to drive into flooded out roads.
Yes.
Here in Arizona. We need a stupid hiker law too.
Yes.
Technically though, it's usually people from out of town because just yesterday they were like a person was found dead hiking from New England, and then the other day it was like a lady from China fell into the Grand Canyon. It's like always somebody from out of town.
Okay, so let me speak to those from out of town.
There you go.
When you come to Arizona, search the internet for what to do and what not to do when you want to go on a hike. I understand it's pretty out there. I understand you want to see the cactus when you're from New England because there ain't nothing but trees out there and you want to come out here and high five a cactus. I understand that.
High five your face into it.
But prepare yourself. It's the wilderness. So what? You get upside the you get up to the top of the mountain and you look down and you see a QT. That's fine. But them QT workers ain't going to come up there and save your dumb ass when you run out of water. And how dumb is that?
Very dumb.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
I got one thing to go back on the Father's Day thing really quick.
Please.
And social
rewind.
Media. Social media. Yeah, rewind.
You got a rewind button?
I do, but I'm not.
I'm going to probably hurt some feelings with this one.
Uh-oh. Or it's going to hurt some feelings.
I'm hurt some feelings.
Ooh. All right.
But I hate, and I don't hate a lot of things. I hate. And first, let me say, I guess, before I hurt the feelings, if you're a single mom, that's good. You know, good job on raising your kid. But don't post the annoying happy Father's Day to me or happy Father's Day to the fathers and all the mothers that are doing it alone.
You know what?
I hate that.
You know what that is?
That drives me crazy.
That is them making it about themselves.
Yeah, they had Mother's Day already.
That's what single parents love to do. Look, I grew up half my life in a single parent home, and it wasn't all about that. My mother don't go around beating the single mom drum because my dad was a lackluster father for the adolescent part of my life. No!
Yeah, it's annoying. I just hate it. I'm like, you've already had your day. I've got into it with people before.
No, see, here's the thing. This is what I want to ask them. Why did they leave your ass? Why ain't you still with them? What did you do?
It's just like, you had your day. Let us have our day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, hey, you know, you have all the other days you want.
If your kid want to bring you a little macaroni put together, glued up, happy Father's Day card from school, that's fine. But you ain't got to make it all about yourself on social media.
I've even seen the people on the, I like sell a bunch of crap I've laying
like
around
that one, Lip?
On those like buy sell trade sites, you know?
Oh yeah.
There's a lady the other day was like, I have a question. Like the energy company or the electricity company is trying to raise blah, blah, blah. And then what'd she say next? How am I supposed to do that when I'm just a single mom with,
oh,
I'm like,
God, stop playing the single mom.
Or
card.
I had somebody that wanted to buy an old little AC off me, you know? And they were like, yeah, I could really use that. Is there any way you go a little lower? I'm just here with my veteran husband. Like, I understand. And
playing
card. I understand. Respect to the veterans or whatever, but it's like, don't bring that up.
I need to make some money.
Even the handicapped. Yeah, I understand. It's hard to have a handicapped child.
Jesus.
But
I'm not poking at everybody.
But I'm just saying, you don't need to bring that up because you're going to buy, you want to buy a bicycle or something. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with the subject. I can see if it's like, oh, you know, my son really wants that. But it'll be like, hey, can you go a little lower on that?
So they're trying to haggle, but they're using a crutch for their
haggle. Yeah, it has nothing to do with. Yeah, it's like, would you sell your car for $4,000 less? I have a handicapped child. Well, is he going to drive it? Probably not. So it's like, no, I'm not even being mean about it. I'm just saying, like,
there was no way you were going to be mean about that.
But I'm just saying it has nothing to do.
Your kid's in a wheelchair, lady. He's not going to drive the car. So why am I going to come down on the price of my car?
See that? If it's like, you know, I need a wheelchair. I'm like, okay, that's a different story. But don't bring up like, oh, can you go lower on that oven because my veteran husband and my handicapped child.
If they've got a 3-year old head, if that lady had a 3-year old handicapped child, you should have just gave them 2 free tickets to the Cincinnati Zoo. That's what I would have done. What, too soon? Is that not right? I apologize. Please send your complaints.
But yeah, that drives me crazy. So, moms, single moms, and single moms trying to buy stuff cheaper off me.
Yeah.
don't get on the internet
yeah,
that day.
Pick apart the product. If I was a single mother, nursing my baby, coming to look at your air conditioning wall unit, I would start picking it apart to negotiate the price down. I wouldn't say, Orly, look at this kid that's attached to my teat right now. I need you to drop the price of the air. No, I'm going to start finding every little bump, bruise, knot, and niche on your air conditioning unit to make you feel that's how you haggle. See, women don't know how to do that.
Yeah. This is a misogynist. Yeah, if I was fixing the AC. And she was like, you know, like, is it going to be a lot? Because I'm here with my child. I'll be like, well.
You shouldn't have brought your little badass kid. That's what I said.
Can't afford it. You're going to be some sweaty people.
Sorry, Lady K. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean none of that.
Uh-oh.
The views expressed on this show are
Lady K, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy. Oh. Lady K going to come here and kick your ass. She's going to come here and
kick
your ass.
She's going to fly down here just to kick your ass.
She will.
See, Mother's Day, though, I told her happy Mother's Day, I think. But
yeah, we
just,
all did.
Yeah, but that, okay, and
no,
then your
you
day
didn't.
Is over. Oh,
no,
I did it, because I forgot
didn't.
She was a mom.
You're like, I didn't know she was a mother.
Okay, well, happy late Mother's Day, but you had your day.
A mother?
I'm not saying her specifically, but I'm just saying.
You had your day.
Commercial break.
I don't know what happened. We got some interference coming through the headphones here. I don't know what happened.
Anyways.
Video's still up, though.
Yeah, I am really happy about that, Orly, because I couldn't agree anymore. I'm sick of people using the crutch. Now, on this social media thing, before we're not up on a break real quick, right?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Okay, in a couple minutes. When we take this break and we get back.
Take the break?
Not yet.
Oh.
Our network released a press release this past week about the fact that all of this horrific news is making the news cycles. And I love the stance that our network is taking. Now, our network supports anything we say on the microphones, whether we're talking about shooting gorillas or we're talking about single mothers. Our network stands behind us, and God knows I've said some very controversial things through this microphone here in front of me, and they stood behind me. You know, and it hasn't been that big of a deal. It's all entertainment. Everybody knows it's all waka waka, except for that last tweet that PJ sent. Anyway, the network understands that we're an entertainment show. Mm-hmm. We try our best to make you laugh. I'm not here to make Orly laugh. I'm here to make those listening laugh.
And me.
And Philippius. And Philippius has the greatest fake laugh ever because Philippius does not find me funny. The only thing that separates Philippius and Orly is that Philippius doesn't tell me he doesn't find me funny. Like, Orly makes it plainly obvious when he walks into the studio and I say, hello, Orly. He says, Corey, you're not funny. And he goes and sits down. And then he tries to serve us some fake meat. Here's the thing. You can turn on any news station right now, even our friends over at ABC 15, and I know they're just doing their job. You can turn on ABC 15, you can turn on CNN, you can turn on Fox News, you can turn on MSNBC, you can turn on any of those news stations, and it's going to be gloom and doom. The earth is coming to an end. Everybody is against everybody. No one's happy. Racism this, judgment this, anger this, hate here, terrorists this and that. Our network came to all of us and said, look, let's stand aside of these issues and not dwell on them on our shows. Because here's the thing, and this is part of their press release. We want to be like the place where people can just escape from all of that.
Yeah.
You're being inundated with it. It's not going to go away. It's not us running away from it. It's just the fact that it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So we want you to come to Fat Guy Radio Show, Little Fella Radio, and Full Court Press Radio to get away from all of that. Because, you know, we want to make you laugh. We want to put a smile back on your face, even if it's for a moment. It doesn't have to be forever, but at least just for a moment. You know what I'm saying? But that don't get away from the fact we're not ignoring what happened in Florida. We're not ignoring what happened in Orlando. We're not ignoring what's happening overseas. We're not ignoring that. We're just not going to inundate you with it on this show. And I stand behind that 100%. Yeah, we can get on here and offer our opinions. We definitely can do that.
Yeah.
But it ain't worth it. It's not worth it to just make you feel even worse. I mean, hell, my lame-ass jokes in this horrible show and the fact that I've been the only one talking for the last 3 minutes, that's depressing enough.
Yes.
Thank you, Liv. Appreciate that. Uh-huh. But social media, as we go to break. Social media, I logged onto my Facebook page today. That was mistake number one. It was so effing depressing. I could have literally put a bullet in my head.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Oh, no, don't do that, Corey.
Thank you for your vote of self-confidence there, Orly. All right, folks, we'll be back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, Corey. How can I help you?
Siri, please call Philippia's cell.
Calling Philippia's cell. But before I get to that, Corey, can I ask a question of you?
Really, Siri?
Yes, Corey, really.
Okay, what's your question?
I've noticed you have installed a new app on your iPhone, manufactured by the Apple Corporation.
Oh, yeah, the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. You noticed, huh?
I have noticed. Why else would I bring it up? I just wanted you to know that out of all of your apps, the free Fat Guy Radio Show app you downloaded from the iTunes Store is the best one.
Why, thank you, Siri. I'm glad you took notice. The new Fat Guy Radio Show app is now the single best way people with iPhones can get the show and support our biggest sponsor through the Amazon button.
And Corey, not to interrupt you, my cousin, the iPad, loves the Fat Guy Radio Show app as well. But can I ask you one more thing about your downloaded apps? It's something I don't understand.
Sure, Siri.
What's Grindr and why do you get so many alerts on Grindr? It's like every 5 minutes. Grindr, bang, Grindr, bang, Grindr, bang. Okay. You're very popular on Grindr.
Oh, Siri. Can we make that call to Philippius now?
Oh, look, please. It's another alert. Grindr,
how
bang,
do you turn
bang,
this
bang,
thing?
Bang.
Damn it, Siri!
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
That's all you told me to do it.
That was how you should have done it.
I don't even know what I was doing wrong. You guys just kept laughing at me.
Okay, you don't know what you did wrong? Okay.
I don't.
I'm going to pull lip. I want all of those clips.
That he did.
I want app. All of those clips next week where he kept doing app with no inflection.
All right.
Okay. Uncut, uncensored, because I want to be able to hear my direction to him on how he said that app. App. With some enthusiasm. App. With big enthusiasm. App. You hear? I'll have it for you next week. All teaser right. For next week, folks, to tune back in. So we're not doing a horrible bit for PJ. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Lady K liked it. Thank you, Lady K. That's the commercial that took me 3 hours to do. Do you know how difficult it is having a conversation with Siri?
No, I don't use her because she never gets nothing right.
Yeah, I know, but she got that right because she found the app that she wasn't supposed to find on my...
3 hours later, yeah. Though.
That was a long freaking commercial. That took forever. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa, we'll fix all that in editing. This portion of the show is brought to you by the number one way we power this show, and you can shop it through our website. You can also shop it through the aforementioned Fat Guy Radio Show app. We're talking about Amazon.
Yes.
Shopping Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon is the best way to power this show. It's Father's Day. You've still got time if you have Prime to get 2-day shipping on any Father's Day gifts. And if you have your father-in-law or a father friend that shows up at your house unexpectedly, it's real easy to run up to your old PC, log on to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and boom, bam, just print out a gift card right then and there and take it downstairs and say, hey, I picked this out just for you. It's really easy, even in the last minute pinch. I use Amazon for literally everything. I have groceries delivered to my house tomorrow night because Orly moved the show to Wednesday because he didn't want Little D to show up on the show again this week. So he moved the show to Wednesday. So when I'm at home tomorrow night watching the Warriors trounce the Cavaliers, I'm going to be making sliders with Lil Fella. And I'm ordering all those ingredients through the Amazon pantry.
There you go.
Right at fatguyradioshow.com. So be like me and like all the guys on the show. Shop Amazon, shop now, shop often, and shop through fatguyradioshow.com. And we are back. Anyway, social media.
Killed that whole song.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long. Well, we did a whole lot of other little blah, 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 blah. So social media. It's very depressing. I'm so done with Facebook. I turned on Facebook, dude, and it was just horror story after horror story after horror story. It really literally broke my heart. So because I didn't want to just like completely bail out on it, I just put up the most out there type of post today up on my Facebook page. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, I don't know why, because I don't put much up there. Fat Guy Radio, Facebook.com/CoreyBlaze.
And Fat Guy Radio Show.
And Fat Guy Radio Show is also, but I didn't put it on there. But it's just, do you find the same thing happening on social media where it's just so negative right now?
Yeah, everything's negative or sad. I'm always like showing my wife, like, man, look at this or read this.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, now there's a kid. Oh my God, now there's another shooting. Oh my God, now there's another plane. Oh my God, now there's another bomb. Oh my God, it's another record heat coming up. Another record heat coming up. Another record heat coming up. It's the same thing over and over and over, and it's so exhausting, man. I'm like, I think I posted up a few weeks ago. I'm like, let's get back to, you know, kid pictures and fat chicks with Chewbacca mask on. That's what Facebook is all about.
Exactly.
Chewbacca. You know what I'm saying? It can't just be, it's just gloom and doom. It's sad.
And it's not like just one person posts it. Then it's like five of your friends post the same story.
Yes.
And then you got to read their little take on
it. Yes. That's why I went to my Facebook page today and I asked, when is it the appropriate time for you to ask one of your good looking couple friends to make a sex tape for you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody start thinking about it, and you'd be surprised, Orly, how many of my friends on Facebook are willing to make a sex tape for me. All of them.
Those
and guess
friends.
What? I will watch every second of them because I got some pretty ass friends. I don't make friends with fat people. Fat people are nasty. What?
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. Please send your complaints.
That's why I always smells like chorizo in here.
But I'm not the only one that's feeling that way, right?
Yeah. No. It gets annoying. It gets annoying. It gets old. It makes you depressed. I read a story that said that not on Facebook. Actually, I might have read it on Facebook, but it said that people that are on Facebook sometimes have problems in their life because Facebook's causing them to be depressed or angry about something they read on there, and then they take that home.
How to avoid social media depression?
There you go.
Who the hell would have thought that that would even be a thing 10 years ago?
Wow.
Social media depression?
Crazy.
Unless you use it to your advantage and be like, man, I got a way better life than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, if you want to feel better about your life, all you got to do is go look at Lil D's Facebook wall.
Yeah.
I mean, he broke, busted, and disgusted all over his Facebook wall.
I was getting jacked.
But who would have thought that that would have been a thing?
Yeah.
That you can get depressed over
social media.
I post stuff up there all the time, and I'm on the internet.
Yeah, some people just take it too soon. Like, or those stupid pictures that are like, would you live in this big old house, but you have to give up Facebook for a month? Hell yeah, I would.
Stupid.
Who cares? Yeah.
And I'm sorry, any post Facebook that I find on Facebook that says it's got this really poignant thing, my friend Margot, I had this beautiful write-up on her wall, and I was reading it. I'm like, oh, yeah, Margot putting it down. Yeah, girl, that's some knowledge right there. I hope she dropped the mic at the end of this. And then the last line says, if you believe all this, share this on your wall and comment as well. I'm like, oh, this is spam.
Yep.
Somebody spammed her wall.
Yep.
And here's the thing. I'm not going to share a post because you tell me that to share the post. Or if I don't love Jesus, if I don't share this post.
Yep.
Me loving Jesus ain't got nothing to do with Facebook.
No.
Number one, let's go ahead and squash that now. But when you go through those and you look and they're not in the language of like the friend that you have.
Yeah.
It's clearly a spam.
Yeah.
And then there's this new thing where I guess they're generating some type of spam or something is generating duplicate friend requests.
Oh, I got that the other day.
Of your friend.
And then it messaged you. It's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, why would this person be? It's like my dad's friend.
Exactly.
And then I was like, oh, great. And then I started to think like, wait, let me go to their old Facebook page. It was still there. And she had just posted from there like 20 minutes before. And I was like, oh, so I went right away and deleted it.
I got two friend requests, which were titled the same friend's name at the same time. From a friend that died 12 years ago.
Ooh, that's weird.
Wow.
Now, it freaked me out for a moment, but then I thought about the fact that there's some new hack out there that Facebook ain't figured out on how the hell I'm getting friend requests from dead friends.
Well, I've got
and then you go to that page, and then there's nothing there but a whole lot of ads and stuff.
Yeah, or
but
one picture.
Or one picture, and it's their face, it's their title, it's their bio from where they had a previous. That's one of the reasons why I don't have my face on my profile picture.
Mm.
That's another thing that I figured out, which is a workaround through Facebook, is that they don't take your face or your profile and tie them to any ads if there's no recognizable face.
Okay.
I have a microphone up as my Facebook profile picture.
Usually those people are really ugly. They don't have a real picture.
Well, that too.
Or fat.
Or they're trolls, and they like. I'm like, why do you have a picture of a kitten on your...
Or they're internet radio broadcasters. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Lady K want to see a picture of me, she know. Go into my pictures and see. I'm right there. But my profile picture's not there. And you know what? I never get tagged in advertisements.
Well, I've got the weird ones that are like, it's obviously like a fake picture. It's like some... like lady in a bikini or something, you know. I'm like, who's this? But what's weird is now they're starting. I'm starting to get them, and it says like hometown. It's my hometown where I grew up, and I'm like, that's a small town. Like, how are they figuring this out? And I know it's not a real person because I know everybody from that town. And it's weird. It's like I have probably 30 friend requests on my thing that are like, okay, this is fake, or it's like a different country, and I'm like, obviously I don't know them.
Huh?
I said, I wish I had that many friend requests.
Yeah, or way more friends.
Or at least way more active on social media than I am.
Yeah, if it wasn't for like promoting the show or selling, like I said, I get bored, I sell stuff, I would get rid of Facebook.
Here's the thing, too. It's like with Fat Guy Radio Show, number one, I'm going to tell you this right now. Put it out there for all of you. We can cut this up and put it on social media. We are never going to tell you to share a post that doesn't have our logo somewhere on it. Mm-hmm. We're never going to put something up there of somebody selling something or get 1,000 likes on Facebook, but that's never going to happen. We are very stringent about that. If it has our logo on it, you can guarantee it's from us.
Yes.
And we tell you to share it and we post it. But other than that, if you get anything else like that from our page, it's not happening. But it doesn't seem to happen too much to business pages. It happens more to individual pages, and it makes it look like your friends are all in on something and they're not. Again, my grandma Oli, who we put in the ground in February, somehow has a WebEx page.
Wow.
And she's like, hey, I use WebEx to build my website. You should too.
That's weird.
And I'm like, oh, they got WebEx available in heaven?
Yeah.
She using Web. I didn't even know Facebook was in heaven. What you need Facebook for? They got the internet's in heaven too.
Wow.
It's bullcrap. That's one of the reasons why I don't have my face. I'm Twitter. I'm a Twitter man. You want to know what I'm thinking? You want to know what where I'm expressing myself? I'm expressing myself on the TWITTER because I feel Twitter is so separate from Facebook. I can stick and handle 140 characters. That's fine. But Facebook, it just don't rub me right. And Mark Zuckerberg, there's something weird about him. he ain't right. There's a chromosome somewhere in Mark Zuckerberg that just not, look at him.
He's an alien.
Just look at him. He's just not, something's weird about him. It just don't sit right.
He's one of them pale people, right?
Something. He's weird. And I'm not surprised if he don't kick Facebook off, if he don't kick me and Fat Guy Radio Show off Facebook. I wouldn't care. I go over to Twitter.
Me and Twitter.
Amano. Something wrong with Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
But I digress. But it's just been really... and of course, as we're sitting here talking about it, I've got the Twitter up in front of me. An immediate spam of a girl with a dress coming off of her shoulder doing a back pose just followed us on Twitter.
Oh, nice. No, you know what's funny?
That's not a real one.
No, it's funny real quick.
On
another one real quick. Yeah, no, I saw one time I had a buddy from high school add me to Facebook, and I go, I'm going to go look at this page, you know? It was really his page.
Yeah.
And there was like one of those like fake ones where it's like, come watch my camera. I'll send you videos of me. You know, like, obviously it's fake, right?
Yeah.
And I saw that was on his page, that one of those, like, bot things posted on his page, mm-hmm. and it said there was comments. So I went on there and clicked it, and he was like, hi. He's like, where can I see these? He was, like, talking to her, and I was like, oh, God.
It's like a bit.ly link there. Yeah. And the bit.ly link is just going to melt your computer once
and
you
I
click
was
on
like,
that thing.
Well, he hasn't changed his eyes, but he's kind of still weird.
It's I've bounced off of, I can't do it. So, but here's the thing. I've got a powerhouse because Orly's been on me about Corey, you need to be more social, more vocal, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. I am going to just start posting up the most outlandish, crazy, stupid things on my Facebook page that I can possibly come up with. Like today when I solicited for sex tapes of all of my cute couple friends.
You might get sued, but eh.
No, I'm okay with it. If my friends want to send me a sex tape, that's just friends sharing because that's what friends do, Lip. They share.
Yeah. I don't have any, though.
You do have. Well, not anymore, because you hurt your friends. I'm going to transition here, because, Lip, you know I'm going to get to it, because I can't let you slide on this, because you are... I have never, Orly, I have never cussed Lip as much as I did earlier today before you arrived.
Yeah, I know. I've been waiting for the story.
We have a... we have lighting kits because, you know, we do videos. I mean, we saw a whole series of videos. So we have lighting kits, and we have a boom light kit, which is a light that goes above the subject and casts down light and backlight off of it. So for that thing to go up 20 feet in the air, in order for it to work properly, it has to be counterbalanced. And it's counterbalanced by weights. And these weights are in bags. So me and Lip, Lip got here. He was a little tired. He wanted some coffee. So I went to the coffee maker to brew him some coffee. While I'm standing at the coffee maker brewing some coffee, he takes the bag of weight. Now, Orly, I'm fine. Before the show started, I handed you something to hold. And I want to ask you a question. When you hold that bag, would you anywhere in your mind think at any moment to drop that on something?
No. It's pretty heavy.
It's pretty heavy. I have the bag here, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Exhibit A.
Here is the bag. Now, this bag is made to counterbalance the light kit that we utilize to shoot videos here. It's got a little hole at the top that's kind of torn, and you utilize it. Inside this bag, as I rip it open, is a 5-pound, I can't even get it out, a 5-pound counterweight. And there are several of these available to use depending on how high the light has to go.
Okay.
While I'm standing at the coffee maker, brewing coffee for my best friend and executive producer, Philippius, he sees this nearby. Why it wasn't in storage, I don't know. He sees this nearby, Orly, and he picks it up. He comes over to me, and he drops it on my foot.
On purpose?
On purpose.
After he's making you coffee, Philippius?
Yeah.
I have never cussed him as much as I... My foot now is extremely swollen. It hurts. I thought he had broke a toe. He literally dropped this on the bridge of my foot, that the part of my foot that connected phalanges 3 and 4 on my foot. Third and fourth toe were smashed. Not the actual toe, the bridge to the toe.
Did you feel bad after you did it?
No!
So when I was younger, I would do stuff like that. Like when I was like real younger, I would like grab the cord from the vacuum and like hit my cousin across the face. And then I would realize after when they're crying, like, oh, damn, that was pretty mean.
He picked this thing up that was in the bag, this 5-pound weight that you would find on a dumbbell, and just dropped it on my foot. With absolute not one morsel of remorse. So I looked at him and I said, Lip, why would you do that? I was literally pissed.
HR's gonna call you tomorrow, buddy.
Why would you do that? To which he replied,
I thought it was a sandbag.
He thought it was a sandbag. To which I replied, if it was a heavy sandbag, what in your mind would say, let's drop that on Corey's foot? Not a damn thing. And then, Orly, he didn't even apologize. I had to look at him through my anger and say, Philippius, this is where you apologize. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And he still has no remorse.
No.
Do you feel bad now?
A little bit.
That doesn't seem right.
I have never been as angry as I was with him at that moment.
And I missed it. I was here late.
I was so pissed. And then, of course, after I, you know, after I calmed down a little bit, we both look at each other and I say, you know what? This is going to be great for the show. You know, that was, of course, you know, we knew immediately that we were going to take this to the show.
So you basically took one for the team.
I didn't want to take one. I'm literally just standing there making him coffee. He doesn't know how to work the coffee robot.
He was thinking about the show. He said, I'm going to come up with some content.
Let me drop this
big-ass weight on Corey's foot.
He was thinking that this is going to get Corey. This is going to be a big waka waka. Bam! boom.
And now you can't walk a walker.
My toes just.
Get it? Walk a walker.
That was
now
good.
You're limping when you're walk a walking across the floor.
I know. I was walking down the hallway and somebody looked at me limping and they said, "Hey, Eileen." I'm like, "No, my name isn't Eileen." They said, "Yeah, you're Eileen on that wall because Lip just dropped the 5-pound photo lightweight on your foot." I'm still, you know what? I'm mad. I'm re-mad at you now.
I'm sorry.
I'm re-mad at you.
I'm sorry.
All right, on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it's the return of
Trailer Talk.
And then after Trailer Talk, I want to get into something that happened on Little Fella Radio.
Oh.
Their first episode.
I smell some heat boiling.
Them little teens right there. We'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio Show. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's behind. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. It is not that, it's this. Halo Sigs, ladies and gentlemen, at the Halo Sigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Sigs is a premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid provider. They are the quintessential way to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. Try them. Get them at Halo Sigs through the FatGuyRadioShow.com banner. And you know what? I'm going to pull the curtain back just a little bit. Orly, can I pull the curtain back?
Pull it back.
I got an email from Halo Sigs that says, you know what? The numbers aren't what we expect them to be. Boom. There it is. Halo Sigs ain't happy with the sales and the numbers that we've been moving. Folks, the way we keep this thing going is we got to move product. So even if you don't vape, just go buy a vape pen and sit it on your counter and point at it. I don't care what you do. We got to move some products here, folks, and we need you to do that because Halo Sigs ain't happy with the numbers lately. We were doing really good there for quite some time. But lately, I guess everybody just, I got everything I need, don't need no more. Go through our link for your refills, your replacement parts if you need them. Go through to try new flavors. Even if you order the little small, little trial flavors, you can get the flavor packs. You can get all that stuff. Please, folks, help us. We don't want to lose Halo Sigs. They've been with us since the beginning. Halo Sigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor or right on the front screen at FatGuyRadioShow.com. So we thank you very much for doing that. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. It is now time for the segment that we...
Oh, can we do... Boop, 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 boop. Remember that?
Oh,
is that different? I don't remember how I did last week.
I can't remember how you did it either, but is that what we're doing?
That's a new listener alert.
Oh! New listener alert.
This week we have I'm going to mess it up even though I asked her how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Vivian. Not Vivian.
Vivian. Okay.
Off Twitter. She follows us on Twitter or follows me on Twitter.
Okay. Vivian.
Out of Boyle Heights, East LA.
Ah!
California. Thug life.
Okay. Well,
wait, the best part.
Oh, there's another one.
Huge Dodger fan.
Huge Dodgers fan. Okay. I have a new listener alert myself.
All right.
New listener alert called the Car Wash Crashers.
The Car Wash Crashers.
I was at the car wash this past weekend. Yes, I washed my own car on Sunday because I was done with church. I was feeling really good. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go sweat out about 400 or 500 calories. And I'm going to wash 500 pounds. And I'm going to wash my own car. So I took the truck up to a local car wash and I washed the car. While I'm washing the car, this man and this woman couple pulls up and the girl just starts bitching from the moment she gets out the car. And then so they wash the car. So the whole time she's just over there. Yeah, cluck, 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 cluck. And I'm like thinking to myself, dude, he just got to just backhand her once and she won't talk to you like this no more, dude. Just backhand her once. You need to leave some fingerprints on the outside of her eyelids and she shut the hell up.
You should have said, I won't report it.
I take a picture of it and I'll post it up on my show, but I won't report it. So they finish washing their car and pull up to the little vacuum area and whatnot, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's vacuuming the car and then I overheard her. I'm focused. I got my gloves on so my hands don't get dirty because I'm washing my own car. I hear her say, how come you don't pay as much attention to our car as he's paying attention to hers? To his. And then out of his mouth, he says, well, if you weren't coming with me to the car wash every time, I'd be able to wash the car like him. So the girl looks at me and she says, hey, do you wash your car? And then we enter into a little back and forth, right? And I'm like, I finally just said, you know what? I would love to continue this conversation with you guys, but I don't have the psychological degree necessary to help both of you out right now. But where I can tell you is that if you want to find some help with your relationship, you need to listen to Fat Guy Radio Show. So I gave them two cards that I carry in my car, and I told them, I says, I guarantee you I will recall this whole exchange on my show. And the last thing that I heard her say was that, great, now you're going to get us on the radio. So welcome to our new listeners to Car Wash Crashers, the arguing couple at the car wash on Deer Valley. And dude, please, if you kill her, I will help you hide the body. Because she was a piece of work.
Well, she's not listening anymore.
No, she's listening because they got the whole joke. But it was hilarious how that happened. But yeah, congratulations. So here's another thing. Thank you for shutting that door, Orly. You said her name was Vivianne?
Vivianne.
Okay. I may not have just referred to her Twitter follow as spam. She's the one that has a profile pic of her looking over her shoulder with a black dress on and her shoulders out. Because that's the title of the Twitter. My bad, Vivianne. I am so sorry. I totally suspected that as...
Spam.
Wow. My bad. All right.
She's now blocked, probably.
Yeah, Twitter just
kicked her off.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we have an opening for a new listener. All right, so let's see. We're here to do trailer talk, right?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, so I'm like trying to get it up and going. All right, here we go. Trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. And the trailer that we're reviewing today is Nerve.
Nerve,
yes. Starring Emma Roberts and Dave Franco. A high school senior finds herself immersed in an online game of truth or dare. Where her every move starts to become manipulated by an anonymous community of watchers. All right, Lip, did you have a chance to review the trailer?
I did review the trailer.
What do you think?
Oh, it seems kind of interesting. I guess it kind of reminds me of the movie Saw, almost.
Saw?
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Where they gotta like try to survive, you know,
like the game where he's playing a game with them, kind of.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
With a creepy clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Is it a clown?
Yeah, he has that little clown face on the little bike on the tricycle.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of that, but not as horror, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the beginning, I didn't expect it to be that. I thought it was just some kind of way to make money, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Then it turns into a like pretty bad situation.
Yeah. That's what I got off it. In the beginning, I saw, it was kind of cheesy, you know, like it was like, kiss a stranger. And so basically it says, do you want to play or do you want to watch? And it was like, kiss a stranger for 5 seconds. And then there's that guy waiting there, which is, what's his name? Dave Franco?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, is he like setting this whole thing up because he likes her, you know? And it kind of looked cool. But then I kind of got the whole, they are supposed to be high schoolers. So to me, it kind of got a little cheesy and I don't know. Then it ends up being like, it looks like it gets a little bit more serious. It ends up being that somebody's like stealing their identity or something from the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it basically says we have to finish the game to get out, so it gets a little serious. But I don't know. And the way it ends, it says, players, show us your weapons, and it kind of ends on that. So it's like, is she against him? Is it like, was she against him from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Is she getting paid to, you know what I mean? I don't know. It seems kind of confusing, but I don't think I'm going to go watch it.
I want to see this movie.
We are always opposite on it. I should have figured.
No, I want to see this movie, and I'm going to tell you why I want to see this movie. Because, number one,
hot guy in there?
Well, of course. Eyes on your own, paper lip. Any movie that has a shirtless Dave Franco running in his drawers, I want to be there for. Here's the thing. The why this trailer got me, and I want to go see this movie. And Orly, you can go see it with me.
All right.
Because it's completely plausible. Social media gaming is so huge. I find this movie and this concept creative and intuitive to today's culture.
Yeah, true.
And I could totally see something like this actually happening. Because how many times do you see people just running games and do this and do that, and then they take it to this next level where it's this big, huge online TV show? I'm interested to know how this movie actually ends.
Yeah.
Now, the trailer showed us that, you know, they were in this big, huge fight match, and the girl pulled a gun out on Dave Franco. I'm all in on this because this is something creative and something new.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a cool idea, and that part kind of looks cool, but I feel a lot of the in between look cheesy, and I think they like where they go in the store to try on some clothes. Like,
but
I
that
feel
gave like, them a reason to get yeah. the to get those clothes off of Dave Franco, and yeah. I'm okay with that.
And what's the girl from? She looks familiar, but I couldn't think of
I
what.
I couldn't remember.
But yeah, like it's a good idea, and like Philippi said, it kind of reminds him of Saw. Like, I think if it was more scary or more, I'm hoping it's more intense than the commercial looks, then I'd probably watch it. But if it's as cheesy, I don't know.
I want to see it for its plausibility to real life.
Yeah, true. I like
that's what I like about
that's
it.
That's how I pick when I like.
You weren't expecting me to like this.
No, I wasn't. When I watch scary movies, I think of that. I always think like this could really happen in real life, so it makes it even more scary. So
absolutely.
I see where you're coming from with that.
It's plausible, and that's what I like about it. And the twist that they become a prisoner of the game. It's totally, with so much social media, it's a thing that could possibly happen.
Oh, and we left out the part where she runs up to a cop and he knew her name. Like, he's in on it somehow.
See, that got me! Yeah. That got me!
See, that part was cool.
Yeah, and Dave Franco, did I mention that he's shirtless? What?
He's pretty much naked.
I know, in his underwear, and I'm okay with that. Dave Franco, man crush, he's in his underwear, and I'm okay with that. I don't care if you are or not, Orly.
Oh, and the I like the other Franco. He's better. Not I don't have a crush
James
on him, but
Franco.
He's a
That's
better actor,
brother.
I think. Yeah.
They
Real
are.
Quick, I watched the Netflix do-over. Did you watch it?
Yes.
It was actually pretty good.
Was it? You texted me and I hadn't had a chance.
Yeah,
I did
that
so
trailer review a while back, and it was actually pretty good.
It was okay.
It wasn't as Adam Sandler-ish as I thought.
Okay.
It was actually cool. I liked it.
All right. Here's the thing. Damn it. I totally had a thought right now and I just lost it. Oh,
deep
farted.
Thoughts.
That's what happened.
Deep Thoughts by...
Don't make it too deep. PJ might get mad.
Yeah, that definitely upsets him. All right, let's take a quick break. We're gonna shelf bitch, the bitch of the year segment, because I don't care. And we got to get to something that happened on Lil Fella Radio. I cannot let this go. So we'll be right back here on Fat Guy Radio Show, folks. FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back. So everybody knows, welcome back to the show, everybody, number one. I was going to ask you if we could plan like a mandate to the movies or something. Would you think your wife would give you permission to go out with me?
Yeah, probably. You seem harmless.
I'm not harmless.
Will you buy the treats?
I will buy the popcorn, but I'm going to cut a hole in the bottom of it and we're going to play. Well, all right, never mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's remember, only vegetarian and vegan stuff for me, so.
Hey, I'm vegan.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan on what?
I'm vegan on popcorn. All right, so everybody knows that Lil Fella Radio
aired Saturday.
Lady K, I don't know what. Welcome back, Lady K. Lady K lost her live feed, and when she loses her live feed, she has an epic East Coast meltdown. You think that those tropical storms that are brewing out there in the Atlantic right now are having a bad day? No, Lady K has a bad day when she loses her Fat Guy Radio Show feed. So whatever service she's using, y'all better expect a call from old Lady K after that, because she is going to blow some stuff up.
When we came back from break, it said it was still showing the commercial thing, so maybe that had something to do with
it. Yeah, that has something to do with it, too, and then somehow somebody clicked on the slider for the opening, but I digress. Everybody knows we had them on the show last week. Lil Fella Radio launched their season 4 this past Saturday at 3 o'clock. It was a huge success. I was jealous at their live stream numbers because their live stream numbers completely trounced our live stream numbers.
Did they post to all the little high school friends?
I don't know what they did.
Hey,
but their Facebook page jumped a certain amount of, they had
like 20%.
20 or 30 new likes in like less than 24 hours. And now that I'm talking about it again, now it's probably going to happen again. But something happened on that show. And I have a clip. Lip, do I have the clip over here or do you have it over there?
You have it.
I have it over here. All right. Lady K just agreed with the fact that, yes, she does go complete melt. Okay, so this is a clip from Lil Fella Radio that you can hear on LittleFellaRadio.com. And here is what happened and what was said on Lil Fella Radio. Orly, you'd find this interesting.
So, you guys may have noticed that we have a new website, the way it looks and everything. It looks beautiful. We also had a photo shoot. If some of you, I don't know, probably none of you, watched Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursday, because who has time for Fat Guy Radio Show? It's all about...
Okay, now, hold on a minute.
Did we just get burned?
We just get burned, and this is just them starting.
After we brought them on our show?
After we brought them on our show. But he tries, little fella tries to lighten it up. Here we go.
Little fella radio.
Yeah,
right?
It's all about little fella. Yeah. Little fella is the best. You know, tune in to us.
Obviously,
time,
we have some biased people in the production side of the show. Because obviously, Fat Guy Radio Show is lesser than Little Fella Radio. Even though Fat Guy Radio Show is the reason Little Fella Radio Show happened.
Little fella, all right, let's just say Little Fella.
Is that not our closing music being played as well?
Yeah.
Lip looked up at me like we were closing the show right now.
So did I.
So we're lesser than them?
I guess so.
They dissed us to all their little friends.
They totally slammed us.
You know what I just
Oh,
you know what I did notice, though? He kind of sounds like the dude from the sports show, Ryan.
He does sound like Ryan Scott. They both have bird voices.
Obviously,
period.
You guys are obviously here watching, so that means that obviously...
That means obviously it's liked by people, so...
But yeah.
We're the new... We're the new. We're taking this over. Little fella.
Little fella, take
the
over.
The one to go to.
I think that was what it was called when I used to try to steal the microphone from Corey. I think that's what Little Fella Radio was at one point, was Little Fella Takeover.
Little Fella Takeover.
Some of you may have heard me and Sydney were on an interview on Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursday.
And,
Thursday. I gotta admit, that was pretty fun. Something that happened on that show.
This is funny.
The people of Fat Guy Radio Show were
the
trying
people.
To figure out how to describe Janae, who has been on the show several times. She is the smaller female version of Lil D. There you have She is the smaller female version of Lil D.
No way.
I'm sorry, Janae. Did not mean to insult you. Well, it's not really an insult.
She's never coming back on this show.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to hate you.
Little D is cool. He's okay.
No, he's not.
I think I might have seen him hiding out in the bushes out front of the studio.
I can see her now just like...
Just insulted. Disgusted with
me. She's probably hate mailing you right now.
Writing on Twitter. Right. Hashtag Littlefella Radio. Die.
But Little D got his name mentioned. That, you know, he's happy for that.
But we got burned.
Yeah, we did get
by
burned.
By the little teens.
That's all right. Let's invite him back in here and see what happens. Set him up.
They're bigger than us. They don't need us.
Wow.
A little big for their britches, I would say.
They don't know who they're messing with.
They have no clue who they're messing with. No. I can shut that down with a blink of my eye.
Probably not even a blink, just a fart.
They are bigger than us. That went out on their show. Now, that was edited down because there was a lot of giggles and mouth noises in that show.
And they had like a whole bunch of viewers that day too, didn't they?
God, yes. I looked at their metrics. I was blown away. I think it was just a whole lot of creepy ass dudes just, you know, Google searching teen.
Probably.
And it popped up. But I have never seen live stream numbers for that show. And they went like 50 minutes long. I was here. I was in the building at the time the show was going on. I wasn't actively involved in the show, but I was here to get them all set up, get them all comfortable. They started off very, extremely nervous, but I'm very proud of both of them. But I didn't expect them to slam my show on their show.
Wow. It's official. We're beefing with them.
We're beefing with the teens.
Yes.
Taking this to Twitter. Twitter beef.
This could be like, you know, this could be like some child abuse if we slam them too much on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's the only beef you could have, huh, Orly?
Yeah. Vegetable beef.
Vegetables beef. I was thrown off by that when I heard that playback. I'm like, they just totally slammed me. Slammed
That's
the show.
Up.
Loved on Orly. Loved on Lil D. Lil D ain't doing a damn thing for their show. He damn near ruined the interview.
Yeah.
All right.
So no one's going to talk after that.
No,
I am.
We're all scared.
I'm going to slip something in.
Yes,
the
please.
Dodgers whooped up on them Arizona Diamondbacks today. Did you see that?
I don't know what that means.
And I'm in Arizona. The Dodgers, my favorite baseball team.
People that
beat the Arizona Diamondbacks, which I live
why
in
Why was people throwing stuff at them? Why were they dodging? What were they dodging?
Dodger wrench, Dodger ball.
Dodgers. Anyways, people hate when I walk around Arizona with my LA hat on. It's all right, though.
Why would you hate about that?
I think it's people know that people hate me. It's funny because me and my son, and they're like...
But you're from California, so that's perfectly okay. It's not like you're from Chicago and you're a Dodgers fan.
No, what's funny is when they go, Dodgers suck. I'm like, oh, do they? Because we just beat you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about baseball.
I just had to get that out there.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that out there because since you got that out there, I'm going to say yes. Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Please, boys, let's bring this home tomorrow night.
You hate LeBron?
Where are they playing at?
Hashtag anyone but LeBron is my
hashtag.
A lot
of people hate him. I'm not a huge NBA fan, but I see a lot of people hating him. And
I hate on him. I don't like him. Here's the thing that always messes me up, and I may have mentioned this earlier in the show. It always throws me for a loop because I love Kevin Love. He's my new man crush. I am all in on that dreamy tall bastard.
Is he coming to Phoenix? I thought I...
No. That's another social media bad news crap that the Phoenix Suns like to leak out. Let me go ahead and put this out there. Bulletin to all of you elite NBA players, do not come to Phoenix. We will ruin you. I do not trust not one thing that the front office of the Phoenix Suns do. They have ruined so many talented players that have come through our organization, and they have left our organization with a bad taste in their mouth about Phoenix and have soared on new franchises. That there is a point blank finger to the front office and the coaching staff of the Phoenix Suns. And it's because the coaching staff keeps getting switched out, it points even more of a bigger finger to the front office. I'm sorry. Robert Sarver, you need to set the hell down, get the hell out of Phoenix, because you clearly cannot bring a team together that is cohesive enough to even come close to a playoff run. That's honestly the way that I feel about it.
Is that how it works?
It is. So don't. No, Kevin Love is not coming to Phoenix. We are not getting one of these top elite players, because if we do, we're going to put them in a system that is going to turn all of their high-end elite skills off and force them to play in a system that doesn't even know its own system. That's Phoenix. So, we're cockeyed backwards, and the only way this is going to be fixed is if we blow up the front office.
So real quick, back to LeBron. Do you hate LeBron as a person, or do you hate him as a player? Do you give him props for being a good player?
I give him props for being a good player. Okay. I do. I give him that for being a good player. What makes me and I said this on Full Court Press Radio when I was thrown in to host that show on Monday, and I didn't tell anybody about it, but yeah, I was on Full Court Press Radio, and it was a horrible experience. Anyway, here's what I said.
So go listen.
LeBron, they do anyway, because they're like, Corey's bitching about something. I'm going to go listen to it. Here's the thing that I don't like about LeBron. LeBron is the equivalent to the prettiest woman you have ever seen in your life that you see walking down the street, and you're like, man, damn, girl. Damn, Daniel, back at it with them fat ass. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get that, them shikawals.
It's a beautiful woman. Or for you ladies out there, for Lady K out there, Lady K, it's me. And you see me walk. No, I'm kidding. You see a good-looking man walking down the beach shirtless. Dave Franco. You know what I mean? My pants would be down around my ankles if Dave Franco walked in front of me with his shirt off. But you see that beautiful. And then you go and you enter into a conversation with them. And everything out of their mouth is negative. Everything that they have to say is bad. They have the world's worst view of themselves and of other people. All of that, their insides are ugly, which makes their outside ugly.
All right.
That's how I feel about LeBron James. LeBron James' skill sets are amazing, but those skill sets, in my eyes, are overshadowed by his pompous disposition that we see in the media. And he lost me with that whole I'm taking my talents to South Beach. That whole hour-long special to tell us that you're moving teams when there was at least 50 to 60 other players in the league that moved teams that exact same year, but he's the only one that agreed to do a televised show telling us that he was leaving Cleveland to go to Miami.
Maybe it helped. Maybe it was for the NBA, because maybe the NBA needed some help to get some publicity. You know, people, new watchers, maybe.
Now, I would give it that too, but here's the other thing. You take some other players that I think Ryan Scott talked about this plus minus thing on his show. When you weigh up players against players that have the same position, plus and minus, you got Steph Curry, who's a power forward as LeBron is. Steph Curry, I believe his skill sets are equal to LeBron, what he does. But Steph Curry doesn't have the pompous disposition that makes him ugly, that makes him unlikable. LeBron has built the fact that he loves being the heel of the NBA. And I'm sorry, I'm not attracted to heels in the NBA. I want the good guys. I want LeBron James. And you know who else is up? Or I want Steph Curry. You know who else is up in there in that LeBron James camp?
Who?
Blake Griffin.
Okay.
That road rock freckled faced idiot is also a dynamic player on the court, but he's ugly off the court. He's ugly off the way he's presented to me. Now, I know they're not going to, everybody's not going to be, you know, Steph Curry. They're not going to have this beautiful disposition. They're not going to be the church going loving guy. I understand that. But LeBron James believes his own press. That's why I don't ever want him to win again, because we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, that's the same thing in music. I've met many like artists and stuff, and sometimes you're like, oh, they're awesome, and then you meet them in person, and they're a jerk.
They're an
like,
ass.
Yeah, that's why they say never meet your heroes.
Yeah, Lady K, you can never meet me. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. She can. But that's how I feel about LeBron. But I love Kevin Love. I love J.R. Smith. I love a lot of the players. Their coach, I think, is just a puppeteer to LeBron James. And I think that's the reason why LeBron James didn't want to stay in Miami. It had nothing to do with him going back to Cleveland. I think that Eric Spoelstra was just tired of him being puppeteered by LeBron James, and the league was standing behind LeBron James. So a little bit of the blame is shared between LeBron and the league, but those players have a lot of control over their press.
But it's one of those things too, like no matter how much you hate him or like you want people to hate him, it's just going to cause more people to want to watch him.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. It's a marketing science, and it works because he's cashing checks. I can tell you this right now. I won't be driving a Kia K900 no time soon. Won't happen. Even though, you know, if Kia, if you wanted to advertise on this show, I'd drive every car you give me.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We all will.
Yeah, same thing goes for Honda. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way that I feel about it, you know? So, all right, folks, that's all we have for today. This was a backward struggle. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by the Bravo Tampa Bay. Bravo Tipper Pay. Get it at Try Bravo. Oh, I'm sorry, Lady K. Oh, I hurt Lady K's feelings. Oh, Lady K, I'm so sorry. You can meet me. And you know what? I'll have Lil D take his pants off when you do. Is that okay?
No.
I hurt her feelings.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hurt Lady K's feelings. Lady K, I'm sorry.
Lady K, take the social media and bash Corey.
Yeah, bash Corey. Or you can just, you know, search on the blog and there's several blogs. Hey, there's a African-American internet radio show right here in Phoenix that bashes me. All right, folks. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is a simple way to tip or pay. Simply download the Bravo Tip or Pay app for your smartphone. Click the Bravo banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or saunter over to your iTunes store or Google Play store and download the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show. It's real easy. Send us your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on our social media. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And also remember, our video portion of the show is available on our exclusive Vimeo Play for all the replays. If you have a business, product, or event, advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or simply visit bdbradio.com. For affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. Remember to download our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes store or by going to fatguyradioshow.com/app, or in the words of Orly, app! 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 All right, join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog where we are also taking on the B2B Radio Network approach, and you're going to see nothing but good news post it up on After the Levels. Things to make you laugh, things to make you smile. Check it out at afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Philippius,
yes,
and Orly,
hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you, what is it all about, simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Hey. It's Orly, back to remind everyone about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon icon on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's where I go to do all my online shopping. So be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through our new show app. See ya.